William Morrow and Harper Audio present Tessa Bailey Book Set 3 Digital Audio Bundle. Featuring It Happened One Summer, a novel by Tessa Bailey, performed by Charlotte North. And Hook, Line, and Sinker, a novel by Tessa Bailey, performed by Lauren Sweet. It Happened One Summer.
Chapter 1. The unthinkable was happening. Her longest relationship on record, over in the blink of an eye. 3 weeks of her life wasted. Piper Bellinger looked down at her lipstick-red, one-shoulder Valentino cocktail dress and tried to find the flaw, but came up with nothing. Her tastefully tanned legs were polished to such a shine, she'd checked her teeth in them earlier. Nothing appeared amiss up top, either. She'd swiped the tape holding up her boobs while backstage at a runway show in Milan during Fashion Week. We're talking the holy grail of tit tape. And those puppies were on point. Big enough to draw a man's eye, small enough to achieve an athletic vibe in every fourth Instagram post. Versatility kept people interested. Satisfied that nothing concerning her appearance was glaringly out of place, Piper trailed her gaze up the pleated leg of Adrian's classic Tom Ford suit made of the finest sharkskin wool, unable to quell a sigh over the luxurious peak lapels and monogrammed buttons. The way her boyfriend impatiently checked his Chopard watch and scanned the crowd over her shoulder only added to the bored playboy effect. Hadn't his cold unattainability attracted her to him in the first place? God, the night of their first meeting seemed like 100 years ago. She'd had at least 2 facials since then, right? What was time anymore? Piper could remember their introduction like it was yesterday. Adrian had saved her from stepping in vomit at Rumor Willis's birthday party. As she'd stared up at his chiseled chin from her place in his arms, she'd been transported to old Hollywood, a time of smoking jackets and women traipsing around in long, feathered robes. It was the beginning of her own classic love story. And now the credits were rolling.
"I can't believe you're throwing it all away like this," Piper whispered, pressing her champagne flute between her breasts. Maybe drawing his attention there would change his mind. "We've been through so much."
"Yeah, tons, right?"
Adrian waved at someone across the rooftop, his expression letting whoever it was know that he'd be right with them. They'd come to the black, white, and red party together, a minor soiree to raise money for an indie movie project called Lifestyles of the Oppressed and Famous. The writer-director was a friend of Adrian's, meaning most of the people at this gathering of Los Angeles elite were his acquaintances. Her girls weren't even there to console her or facilitate a graceful exit. Adrian's attention settled back on her, reluctantly.
"Wait, what were you saying?"
Piper's smile felt brittle, so she turned it up another watt, careful to keep it one crucial notch below manic.
"Chin up, woman."
This wasn't her first breakup, right? She'd done a lot of the dumping, often unexpectedly. This was a town of whims, after all. She'd never really noticed the pace of how things changed, not until lately. At 28, Piper was not old, but she was one of the oldest women at this party. At every party she'd been to recently, come to think of it. Leaning on the glass railing that overlooked Melrose was an up-and-coming pop star that couldn't be a day older than 19. She didn't need tape from Milan to hold up her tits. They were light and springy with nipples that reminded Piper of the bottom of an ice cream cone. The host himself was 22 and embarking on a film career. This was Piper's career. Partying. Being seen. Holding up the occasional teeth-whitening product and getting a few dollars for it. Not that she needed the money. At least, she didn't think so. Everything she owned came from the swipe of a credit card, and it was a mystery what happened after that. She assumed the bill went to her stepfather's email or something. Hopefully he wouldn't be weird about the crotchless panties she'd ordered from Paris.
"Piper, hello."
Adrian swiped a hand in front of her face, and she realized how long she'd been staring at the pop star. Long enough that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?